Welcome to today's broadcast of Sun, Salt, and Light. Sun, Salt, and Light, S-O-N, knowing and growing in your daily relationship with Jesus Christ, but also being the salt and the light in your marriage, in your family, at your place of work, at your church, and even in the community you're in. I'm Pastor Michael Petit. This is a radio ministry of our church, Calvary Chapel Divine, here in Divine, Texas. We are so glad that you joined us for today's broadcast. We are a Calvary Chapel, so we simply teach the Bible verse by verse, chapter by chapter. We believe that God uses His Word to transform, restore, and to change lives one verse at a time. If you're visiting our area, you'd like to get information about our church or church service times, maybe even track down some of the other teachings that we have available through podcast, whether it's through Audible or Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can do all of that at our church website at calvarydivine.org. That's calvarydivine.org. If you have your Bibles ready today, we'll be in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, as we continue our look at growing up follower of Christ. We'll look at today the pure spiritual milk. We'll look at it actually in two parts, as it's pure and it's God's Word. Here is the first half of this two-part study. Well, today we're actually going to be looking at, we've been spending time over the last few weeks looking at 1 Peter chapter 2. We talked about the things that need to be put away. And then we talked about that you are a newborn infant if you're a new follower of Christ, but you're also supposed to transition or long for the things of Christ, long for the Word of God, and transition from the pure spiritual milk into the solid food. And we'll talk about that today as we look at the Word of God. That's what we're going to spend our time in today. Amos chapter 8 verse 11 says this, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord." But hearing the words of the Lord. And unfortunately, we know this is one of the things that is plaguing many churches today. Not only churches, but followers of Christ. A.W. Tozer says this, "Satan's greatest weapon is man's ignorance of God's Word." Man's ignorance of God's Word. And I would also say that Satan's greatest weapon is for a man to think that he just needs knowledge of God without growth in Christ. A lot of times people will think because they have all this knowledge and they can argue theology that they're growing, but the reality of it is they're not actually applying the Word of God. And so what Peter is getting at is he is talking to the Jews who have been exiled in the area of Turkey. They've lost everything. And one of the things that he's getting them to understand is, like, you need to be in the pure spiritual milk, the Word of God. There cannot be a compromise of that. There cannot be a famine of God's Word in your life. And unfortunately, in a lot of people, there is. And so one of the things that we need is we need God's Word in our life. We need to have the accurate Word of God without error, taught the whole counsel of God. This is one of the things that Calvary Chapel really focuses on, is that we have a priority of the Word. It's actually one of our distinctives. That there has to be a priority of the Word of God. As a pastor, one of the things that I adhere to from that distinctive is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. And if you're a father, this should be one that you hang on to as well. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, it says, "Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to the exhortation, to teaching." Your family needs you to be able to exhort and to teach. If you're going to lead your marriage, lead your family, you need to be able to have a grasp of the Word of God, especially for men. There's no excuse of that. in John chapter 1, verses 1, as we think about the Word of God, we think about the pure spiritual milk, is to understand that the Logos is Jesus Christ. In John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then we know that Jesus is the Word. We find that out in John chapter 1, verse 14. It says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as only the Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." So for me, I have a conviction that I am to teach you as a pastor the pure milk of the Word, meaning that I want you to have a complete diet of the Word of God. But at some point, I need you off of the pure spiritual milk and onto the porterhouse steak, meaning that you're actually diving deeper and deeper and getting into the Word of God for yourself. It's very important of that for you as a follower of Christ. There has to be a desire, a hunger, that you have spiritually to nourish. And for us, we teach the whole Word of God, the whole counsel of God from Genesis to Revelation. And so doing that verse by verse, we do that every Sunday and Wednesday, but we need you to actually be in the Word of God daily for yourselves. And we'll talk about what that looks like as we get into this. The first point that we do have as we talk about the pure spiritual milk is it's pure. It's pure. And that word means that it is without deceit and it does not mislead. It is without deceit and it does not mislead. So when you have false teachings from Muhammad, from the Quran, you have false teachings from Joseph Smith in the Mormon Bible, and false teachings from, they've added to certain aspects of when they talk about purgatory, that's not in the Bible. That's something that the Catholics came up with. Those are misleading. The Jehovah's Witnesses, misleading, because they've taken stuff away from the Word of God and created deceit. They change who Jesus is, that He's just a good teacher, or you know that that He's the brother of Lucifer. All of those are misleading. They are with deceit. But the Word of God, the pure spiritual milk, is without deceit, and it does not mislead. In Psalm 12, verse 6, it says, "The word of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times." And the reason why Peter talks about this pure spiritual milk is because during the time that Peter wrote this, is there were merchants that would actually add water to their milk, and they were deceiving the purchaser so they could make more profit. And so that's why he emphasizes pure spiritual milk. And any of you that have grown up on powdered milk, it is misleading for sure, right? It's just water. It's white water is what it looks like. It's not really milk. It doesn't even have the taste of milk, but it's very deceiving and misleading. But God's word is not that. Psalm 19, verse 8 says, "The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." We can trust the Word of God because it's without deceit, it does not mislead, and it is without error. The Bible is the biblical inerrancy of the Word of God is very important for you to understand, that God's Word is pure and perfect and true, and God's Word is all-knowing, all-wise, all-good, and it follows and it speaks the truth because it's God-breathed. Now, I'm going to read you a verse here in the context of Scripture, because we love pulling 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Nothing wrong with that verse, right? But I want you to understand what Paul was telling Timothy, a young pastor at the time. Paul was giving him wisdom and discernment and direction as he was going to continue to pastor. And one of the things he shares is in 2 Timothy chapter 3. But we're going to read verses 10 through 17 just to get the context of what he was saying. It says, "You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecution, and my sufferings, and sufferings that happened to me in Antioch and Iconium and Lystra, which persecutions I endured. Yet from them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." So the first thing that Paul tells Timothy is, he's like, hey, look, the way I lived is how you're supposed to live. I live Christ-like. My conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, and even through the sufferings. And Paul went through great deal of suffering. Great deal of suffering. And he's saying, look, you live the way that I lived, because that's discipleship, right? Paul is just saying, hey, look, I've discipled you this way, Timothy, and that's what you need to stick to. And don't be surprised when you live a godly life in Christ Jesus and you're persecuted. And Timothy was going through some bumps there, but it's a reminder to us, is as you live a godly life, you will be persecuted at your job, in your community, even by your government. You'll be persecuted. But you live for Christ. Live a godly life. That's what he's telling them. Live a godly life. And then he goes on in verse 13, "While evil people and impostors will go on bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived." He's like, look, people around you who are evil and they're impostors, they're teaching false gospels, they're evil people, they're using the name of God evil in a way that's evil, that's deceiving people, right? They're just going to keep going from worse to worse. They're just going to keep deceiving others. Just stay away from that. And he says, but as for you, continue in what you have you've learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it. He's like, hey, the things that I've taught you, and this is discipleship. Paul's telling him, hey, just remember the things that I taught you, the things that I lived out and I taught you, and you walked life beside me. You were on my hip as we did ministry together. Do that. Do that. Stay firm in that. Hang on to that. And then he goes back a little bit further in Timothy's childhood. And he says, and how from your childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, right? They're pure. They're not misleading. They're without deceit. And he goes all the way from your childhood, when your mother and your grandmother taught you the scriptures. Your father wasn't in the picture, but they taught you the scriptures on how to live and how to be, to intake the pure spiritual milk, the sacred writings, which you are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus, in Christ Jesus. And then here's the verse that we all know. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work. He's like, hey, because God's word is breathed out, it's pure, it's truth, it's without error, stick to that. Live that. It's important for you to remember that you have God's word that guides you. And for us as Calvary Chapel, again, this is one of the elements that we stick to. It's important for us, even as when you look at the Book of Acts and you look at how they explain God's word and how it goes from Moses to the prophets to Samuel and. You know, in Acts chapter 3, verse 22, it says, Moses said, the Lord will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him and whatever he tells you. And it shall be that every soul who does not listen, that prophet shall be destroyed from the people. And all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and to those who came after and also have proclaimed these days. It's like, hey, look, you know, Moses and the Psalms and the prophets, it's all been written about Jesus, the Logos. And because he's the Logos, and it's and the Word of God is God breathed, it's like every bit of it is important. From Genesis to Revelation, you don't get to say, I'm going to drink the pure spiritual milk of the New Testament. No. You need to be in the Old Testament from Genesis all the way to Revelation. You drink all of it. And that's, again, Calvary Chapel, we teach the whole counsel of God. That's one of the things that we pride ourselves on doing. We will not, the priority of the Word, we will not get away from that. So it's pure, it's without deceit, it doesn't mislead you. And that's important. When you're going through trials and tribulations and sufferings, you have the Word of God that will not mislead you. And it's without deceit. Proverbs 30 verses 5 and 6 says, every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. And you be found a liar. So we know that the Word of God is pure. And we know that it tells us that in Psalm 19, verses 7 through 10. I love this verse. It says, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. He's like, hey, this word that is perfect, that is pure, that is true, this is what you need to stick to. And it doesn't matter, like, our culture today is like, hey, the Word of God needs to adapt to the culture. I think the United Methodist Church is saying you can't teach about homosexuality. Right? You can't teach about homosexuality. The thing is like, people will say, I'm born that way. Well, everybody's born with sin. Right? But that's the purpose of you becoming born again. You're becoming a new creation in Christ. There are things that go against the Word of God in the culture, but that doesn't mean God's Word adapts to the culture. We don't add to it or take anything away from it. Unfortunately, they have been fighting against the Word of God for many, many years. Psychology and LGBTQIA and transgender, and they're like, the Word of God needs to change, right? But it's God's Word does not change. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. And so we need to remember that. It's God who will judge and God who will deal with sin. And so we go and live our life based on the Word of God. That's what we do. We live our life on the statutes of God's Word. We have grace, but we understand that God's Word is pure, that God's Word will in times when we're struggling, and it will lift us up as we get into it. It's truth. And if you want to hear something that's not misleading, turn off the news and turn on God's Word. You want to hear something without deceit? Turn off the news and turn on God's Word. Turn off the stuff that's going on. You see the pro-Palestinian marches and all that stuff that's happening? That's all misleading, and it's with deceit. Get into God's Word that is not misleading, that will not deceive you, right? Unfortunately, many people have been deceived, and that's because the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar, and he doesn't want you having the pure, Word of God that's without deceit and that will not mislead you. Trust that. That's what you need to be in. So we see our first point, that it's pure. Now we need to see that it is the Word of God. Right? One of the words that's used there, it says, like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk. And that word spiritual actually is a play that Peter uses. He actually does a play on word on the logos. And I love that because one of the things he does is he's making you go back and look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 through 25. And he's talking about the nourishment of God's word to give growth is you need to focus on 1 Peter 1, verses 23 through 25. Why does it give growth? Why is it spiritual? It's because since you have been born again, not a perishable seed, but imperishable through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flowers falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. The word that's used for spiritual, the only other time that it's used in the Bible is in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And I love this verse. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So he's like, part of your service, your worship to God, is being like your spiritual worship is your understanding God's word. You're in the pure spiritual milk. It's the word of God that you need. It's the abiding and living word of God that every Christian, every follower of Christ needs in his life. But so many people neglect that God's word. They don't spend time in God's word. Or I'll hear people sometimes say, there's no way that I could understand God's word. I try to study it. I try to read it. I just cannot focus even when I'm in service, I can't focus. Right? Have you heard that one before? I said that one before. So the reason why I say that is I've said that before. I remember being in service. And I remember struggling to grasp God's word. It was the first 6 months of me being in church. Me and my wife were trying to repair our marriage, and we were going through biblical counseling. We had 5 kids who really didn't want to be at church because they never had been in church in their life except for the 5-year-old. And I was sitting in service, and I would get so distracted. So distracted. I was just like in that movie Up with the dog that, you know, he's talking and then squirrel. And that was me. When Pastor Joe was teaching, I would sit there and I would just be like, I can't focus. And I just remember asking, like, Lord, please, if I'm going to grasp this, I need you to help me. I need you to help me. And then I didn't know this verse at the time, but I'm going to give you this verse because this verse is very important. You may be somebody who has a hard time reading God's word. You maybe have a hard time studying or understanding it. Like for me, it was just a learning disorder thing that I grew up with. And so I struggled. I have to hear it and read it. But I remember reading John 14:26. It says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in the name, he will teach you all things, right? In my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. So when somebody tells me, oh, I can't understand the word of God, that's not true. That is not true. I'm sorry. It's not true. The Holy Spirit will empower you and help you understand God's word. You need to pray this. You need to ask the Lord. I remember sitting there in service and I remember looking over, and in my conscience it was like, well, they're taking notes and the person to the left of you is taking notes. How come you're not taking notes? And so what I did, simply just to start off with, is I started taking notes during service. And our pastor, because he's such a great teacher of the word, he would give you so many supporting scriptures within the teaching, just like I gave you John 14:26. I would start writing down all those notes And I would go back during the week and reread the scriptures that were given as supporting scriptures for the teaching, and I started understanding it. And then you know what? I started going from the pure spiritual milk to solid food. I went from, you know, the milk, the pure spiritual milk, to the porterhouse. And then from the porterhouse down to digging in the marrow of the bone. And that's what you need to do. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to empower you to understand the Word of God, and He will do it. I promise you that.
Well, that concludes today's broadcast of Sun, Salt, and Light Radio. We hope that you enjoyed it. If you'd like to submit a prayer request or get in contact with us or find out service times, you can do all of that at our website, as well as get our podcast at Spotify, Audible, TuneIn Radio, pretty much wherever you can find a podcast. You can just type in Sun, Salt, and Light, and you'll find it.